The state of Hawaii has set ambitious goals for itself in the realm of renewable energy, and it's unlikely they can be met without exploring any and every option out there, including some that are rarely explored. Sunflowers may seem an unlikely energy source, but they're part of an ambitious experiment being conducted by Pacific Biodiesel on a 115-acre site in Maui's Central Valley. Bob King is the company's president, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, can you just sort of review with me the science behind biofuels in general? As I understand, just about any organic matter has potential as biofuel. Is that accurate?
Well, and the biofuel that we work with is biodiesel. And mm-hmm. biodiesel specifically is a fuel made out of vegetable oil or animal fat.
Okay.
So we can convert any triglyceride, any vegetable oil or animal fat into this fuel.
And what? Burn it?
So basically the quick version of this is we take the glycerin out of the oil, mm-hmm. and that's the part that you can't burn, and then purify and distill the remaining material. And what you end up with is a fuel that looks just very, very similar to diesel fuel, and runs in any diesel engine just exactly like petroleum diesel fuel, except without a lot of the toxic emissions.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does it burn cleaner?
It certainly does. Yeah, a lot of the emissions are half or a quarter what diesel is, and the really carcinogenic ones are, well, I don't know, 95% reduction. So
yeah.
Very, very clean. And the rest of it really is, you know, that what's happening in the engine more than the actual fuel.
So the real challenge then for you is to get, the maximum amount of fuel in proportion to whatever crop you're using, right?
Right. So we currently collect all the waste oil, the used cooking oil and waste oils, trap grease and things on the islands. But that's, our customer base is larger than that, so we're, the next thing is to find another source of fuel from crops that mm-hmm. makes sense. And doesn't have to necessarily be the highest yield per acre. What it needs to be is the lowest cost per gallon, because
yeah.
we're competing against a very established industry that has low price at the pump.
Which has had, a century or more to refine its yield and its cost, yeah?
Right. And there's a lot of the cost, of course, that we're realizing. The cost of burning fossil fuels are not all captured at the pump. There's health issues into the billions of dollars a year that from these fuels, the environmental issues,
sure,
land issues. So all those things are not really captured at the pump. So, We really feel like this is a really solid economic fuel, and if you capture all those things, it's actually cheaper today than petroleum.
And do biofuels by their very nature burn cleaner than fossil fuels?
Yes, biodiesel does. Again, there's a lot of different kinds of biofuels.
Sure.
But on biodiesel, yeah, it's a very pure, clean molecule, and doesn't have a lot of the fossil components that combust in a really odd manner that make these molecules that we don't want in the air, NPAHs and other components that are from these fossilized adaptations of actually vegetable oil. That's what it all started as.
Yeah.
A few million years ago.
Well, why sunflowers?
Well, we've been farming for quite a while now, maybe 8 years, in little pieces here and there. We've tried a lot of different things. So we have things besides sunflower that we like, but sunflower is one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It grows well in Hawaii, it looks real nice, and it's a good value crop, but it's not the only one, and it won't be the only one that we grow.
What are some of the others, Bob?
We're some of our top ones that my farmers like are safflower, which is kind of a short, fistly-looking plant, but it loves the heat and dry. So
that's good.
When it's dry and hot out, that's our go-to crop. Camelina is another one. It's a brassica. It's kind of a mustard type of plant. A very nice crop. And of course we're really excited about trying industrial hemp if the regulations change and we can actually get that in the ground.
As industrial hemp as something you could burn for a biodiesel.
Yes. And all of these crops, we're going to do multiple things with them too. We do want to make biodiesel out of them, but we'll take the best of the best of the oil and the plants and turn them into higher value products as well. In the case of sunflower oil, we'd love to just make cooking oil out of that, take it to the restaurant, then get it back from the restaurant as used fryer oil to make biodiesel out of it. So we'll make food and fuel out of the same plant, and the safflower would be the same. Hemp, we don't know where that's going to go with selling seeds, selling oil, but for sure, anything that we can't sell anywhere else, we've got a hungry biodiesel plant that can suck up all the rest of the oil.
Well, that's
at a profit.
Being able to sort of get use out of it on the front end and then the back end would has to have quite a bit of appeal, I would think.
It's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And we certainly want to move in that direction.
I would also assume, Bob, that there was a comparable research being done at other locations around the world, research that you folks can share, yeah?
There is other research. It's interesting that we're fairly unique in trying to grow these particular kinds of crops in the tropics. So, most of the time in the tropics, I think they've tended to grow things like palm, oil palms, or some of the other crops that have high labor content, because typically everybody's got cheap labor at the, I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just happens to be how the world set up. But that's not the case in Hawaii. So
no,
we're looking for things that we can grow with a reasonable labor investment. And that means, combine harvested, mechanized crops. That's where I want to focus anyway.
Well, Bob, it'll be interesting to sort of keep up with your research as this goes forward, because it sounds as if there's a great deal you're going to be learning. Thanks very much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Robert King is president of Pacific Biodiesel, which is creating a demonstration project this month of biofuel crops, including sunflowers, on a 115-acre site in Maui's Central Valley. And you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.